verse 20 to 25, and I will read that now. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure. This is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might not die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you've been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. And let us pray. Lord, as we come to you in the middle of the week, Lord, on this special night that we call Ash Wednesday, we thank you for this time together as your people in fellowship and this food that we were able to share and warm our stomachs. And as we are warm inside here and as the wind blows outside, Lord, we know that we are in the Father's hands in this place. Not because of the building, but because of the body of Christ who is with us this night, who we are each a part of as your people. And so now, Lord, as we have been reminded of your people of old who have come to you, repented, who have surrendered all to you, Lord, may we too reflect tonight now as we are challenged, as we reflect on this Lenten season, the season of surrender. And so it's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have had some bad experiences when it comes to hauling things on trailers. Yet I will say I've had more good experiences than bad experiences, and the bad experiences could have been a lot worse because I'm still here today, right? Anyway, last week I was hauling some furniture on a trailer to Norfolk, made it all the way to town. I was so happy, everything was secure, looking real good, watching my mirrors every few minutes, and I come to the first stoplight, the next stoplight, and I go after that stoplight, and a guy looks, he gets my attention, and he points to the trailer in the back, and right away I was annoyed by it, because I'm like, everything is good, in my mirrors everything looks good. You know, I've got some trailer hauling skills here. You know, how dare you question me, right? It looked fine. But I'm going to share the rest of the story here in a little bit, as Paul Harvey says. But how many of us are like that when we see a warning and yet we tell ourselves, everything is fine. Everything is going to be okay. We live in a society of self-willed people, who I'm part of, who often go our own stubborn way because of our pride. And we're not alone with that. You know, Jesus himself became fully human. And one of the things we know about Jesus that we share with him is his humanness. Yet, he was without sin. But we see he also struggled with not taking things into his own hands at times. He prayed, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." And Ash Wednesday kicks off this season of Lent, which is a time of surrender, really. Time to reflect, to confess that life is better when we entrust it to our Heavenly Father. That's really what our text from 1 Peter is about tonight. Peter wrote to these dear Christians who were slaves in Asia Minor, That was the context of this letter. Many of them, as you could imagine, what that was like to live in bondage, were living with some terrible circumstances. Peter urges them not to strike out against their masters. Don't take their life into your own hands, he says. Instead, he points them to the example of Jesus. In verse 21 and 23, he says, Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He entrusted himself to him who judges justly. That's God the Father. Life is better, Peter says, when we entrust ourselves to God, our Heavenly Father. But there's something even more important here. As much as Jesus is our model for trusting our lives to God, the reason we're here tonight is because we believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sin. He forgives us when our pride wells up. We take things into our own hands. Peter goes on in verse 24 and 25. He don't hold back. He himself bore our sins in his body on a tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you've been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd, the overseer of your soul. The forgiveness he gives us is different from what the world around us can give us. The world's form of forgiveness is imperfect, it's limited, and it is temporary. Whereas Jesus' forgiveness is perfect, it's unlimited, and it is a full surrender of his body, mind, and soul. And we're especially reminded of this surrender as we come into the Lenten season with these ashes. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. So, back to me pulling my trailer away from the stoplight. The guy pointed to my trailer. How dare he do that? So I saw his warning, and I was frustrated by it. My pride welled up. I'm like, how dare? I checked all my mirrors. Solid. Well, Mike and Asher were there with me in the vehicle. And I'm like, I got to be a good example, right? Because they're like, Dad, I think something must be wrong. Like, no, I don't think so. But I pull over. After a few seconds, maybe minutes, I pull over. And sure enough, out the back of the trailer where my mirrors could not see was the tow strap, the excess tow strap that had come unwound. And there was about 12 to 14 foot of it dragging out the back of the trailer, which could have been pretty bad, actually, if someone would have run over that. But I couldn't see it. But this dear man took a few seconds to point it out to me. And, you know, so God forgive me for that, right? But we, too, tonight, reflect on those times where we thought everything was fine, even when we had a warning that it was not. Our Father God forgives. In Paul's words, he himself bore our sin in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. So how do we do that? One of the ways that we do that is to keep coming together, to gathering around the cross of Christ, the body of Christ, as I prayed in that opening prayer. We come together to ponder this amazing story of salvation and rescue. The story about Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem. The story of remembering God's deliverance of ancient Israel as Jesus shares the Passover meal with his disciples. The story of Gethsemane. The story of the injustice brought by the religious and governmental leaders. The story of Jesus' death. The crowning story of all. His victory on Easter morning. in His resurrection. Our life together here at Emmanuel St. Matthew is different than any other club or association or organization that you may belong to. Life together here is a way the Holy Spirit keeps putting our lives in the hands of the Heavenly Father. I want to close with a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German pastor who died in the hands of the Nazis, actually just a few days before he was released, or actually should say before the Allies came in and released all the prisoners. They hung Pastor Bonhoeffer. He said this about being alone, about forsaking the community of faith. He said, "Beware of being alone. Into the community where you were called, the call was not meant for you alone. In the community of the called, you bear your cross, you struggle, you pray." And so, dear friends, may we live this life together in the hands of Father God. And let us pray. Lord, you know what's going on in our lives right now. You know the warnings that we've seen and ignored. And Lord, we ask you to forgive us for that. And I believe that it's not a coincidence that we're talking about this tonight, that we all need to hear this. And Lord, you know what's going on in each of our lives, our circumstances, the joys, the sorrows, the unknowns, the worry, the fear, the celebrations, all of it. You're the God of the past, the God of the present, the God of the future. And in that, Lord, we take great comfort. And that we would be encouraged tonight, that we would surrender to you, the one who created us, who redeemed us, who called us by name, as your people. And I thank you for each person here tonight, as we gather as community, as the body of Christ, and for the next 40 days that we would continue to meet together this evening, each Wednesday evening, and look at this topic of Lent, reflection, and surrender. And it's in your name, Jesus, we pray these things. Amen and amen. We'll now gather together our tithes and offerings.